Hello, sisters, and welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Starr Robertson, and I am super excited to bring you this episode today. It is titled, What Are the Most Important Things You Steward Over in Mom Life? I bet they're not what you initially think. And we're going to dive into this. I surveyed some ladies in my community to hear what they had to say, and I kind of want to shift your attention and your focus in terms of stewardship in this episode and allow you to focus on some of the most important things in life so that you can show up powerfully in each and every area that really truly matters, that God is calling you to show up and serve in. So let's do this jingle and dive in. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Do you desire balance and want to glorify God with your life? Are you often up late at night conflicted between whether you accomplished enough or you were present enough with your kids? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed by all the things on your to-do list? Hi, I'm Sasha Starr Robertson. I know the weight of that stay-at-home mom life. It can feel like a burden to stay on top of things when you don't know how to manage your time and struggle to read your Bible. You want structure, a routine that flows, and a little time to pursue things for yourself without mom guilt. But you keep telling yourself, there's no time, and I can't find a good schedule. Well, sister, you've found the solution. On this podcast, you'll find encouragement to help you live rooted and grounded in Christ, time management tips for busy moms, and mindset shifts to help you feel organized, productive, and peaceful, focusing on what matters most. So grab your cold brew or kombucha and strap those kiddos into the car seat, and let's jump into today's episode. Stewardship. What is stewardship anyway, right? Let's first talk about that. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Okay, so when I talk about stewardship and what are the important things that you steward over in life, I'm talking about what are the things that you give careful and responsible management of because you have been entrusted to care for that thing, right? That thing has been entrusted to you to care for, perhaps on behalf of somebody else. When we look at the Bible, a lot of times when it refers to a steward or stewardship or being a steward over something, a lot of times it's in reference to like a servant looking over something on behalf of the master, like the master's house or the master's finances or something like that. And as a woman of faith, I am a firm believer that everything that we have in this life, every little thing, we are being entrusted to care for on behalf of God, right? It's to grow the kingdom. It's to walk through the sanctification process to become more like Him. Our home, our children, our time, our finances, ourself, our gifts, our energy, like everything that we have, the breath in our lungs is a gift from God. And we have a responsibility to manage it well. Can I get an amen? Right? So when I asked the ladies in my circle, right, on social media, what are the most important things you steward over in life? These are some of the responses that I got back. My relationship with God, my family, myself, my home, my gifts, my time, my mental energy, my finances, my health, my children. And while I do not disagree with any of those things, yes, 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 God is going to highlight certain things for each one of us that are important for us to steward over. I want to highlight a couple of the things that I think are the most important, and I'll explain to you why. And they are things on this list, right, that other people have chimed in on. So you're not wrong. But if we want to be good stewards over our home, good stewards over our children, our finances, the gifts that God has given us, one of the most important things that we need to steward over is our time. Because everything else falls underneath that umbrella, right? everything else that we have to steward over has to be done within the time that we have, the time we have in that time block to do it, the time that we have in the day, the time that we have while our children are under our roof, the time that we have in this life, on this earth, to have kingdom impact, right? To have generational impact. I love so much Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, because it talks about this. It talks about, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, right? It's so good because I think it just highlights the fact that we have to make the best use of our time. We absolutely have to. And we have to be careful how we walk. We have to walk wisely in the use of our time. Because we don't know when we're going to be called home to the Lord. We don't know when we're going to lose someone that's important to us. We don't know when we're going to lose the ability to do something that we fully have the ability to do now. I remember seeing this come across my social media years ago, and I was like, wow, that is convicting. And it said something along the lines of procrastination is essentially putting off something that you could do now, assuming that God is going to give you an opportunity to do it later. And I'm like, ugh, psh, right to the gut, right? Because I have a great tendency to be a procrastinator. There's something about just the energy that comes from the demand of the last minute that like I feed off of. And it's probably one of my most toxic traits. Well, there's plenty of others, right? I'm human. I have my list of toxic traits, right? But it's one of those things that I am just like, man, why do I do this? Why do I operate and function this way? And I've spent a lot of time in the mindset of it, a lot of time praying over it. And it's something I've come a long ways on, right? But anyways, getting back to the main point and theme and topic of this podcast episode is just how important it is to steward over our time, because everything else that we do for our home, for our kids, for our marriage, and our finances, and using our gifts for the kingdom of God to create that, again, generational and kingdom impact, we have to do it within the time that we have. We have to be good stewards of our time, and that requires time management. The coolest thing about time management, though, is that it's a learned skill. I don't think anybody on this planet is just like born with like, I'm so great at time management. It's something that we all get to take a look at in our own lives to evaluate and to tweak and to learn and grow in the areas that we are not strong in. It's not something that it's just we can brush off of like, oh, she's just better at this than I am, or it's just her personality type, right? Every single one of us gets the opportunity to look at our time and how we're using it and to walk wisely, to walk carefully and make the best use of the time that we have so that we can be effective in everything else. The second thing that I think is one of the most important things that we have to steward over in this life is our health. We are mothers. We are women of God. And if you want to show up powerfully for your family, if you want to be a good steward of your home and of your children and of all the gifts that God has given you, you first need to take care of that place that the Holy Spirit dwells. You need to be first a good steward of your body and your energy and your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health so that you can show up all the better for all the other things that you have to steward over, right? So this is, when I say health, right, it's obviously all areas. And so when I talk about self-care, when I talk about simple biblical self-care, I always talk about all four of these areas, which I have pulled from Mark 12:30, which originally comes from Deuteronomy If you've been in my world for any amount of time, listen to any of my back podcast episodes about self-care, snag that simple biblical self-care workshop and blueprint on the landing page. It's all there, right? If you go to simplebiblicalselfcare.com, you can snag that for free and walk through and get a little bit more understanding on that. But it says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. It is so important for us to steward over these areas of our life, because if we are not stewarding over them well, we are not loving God with all of them, and we are not going to be able to show up with the energy, with the peace, with that living water overflowing in all the other areas that we're stewarding over. I remember hearing a pastor a few years ago who said, it says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you are loving yourself very, very icky, if you're not even loving yourself, you have no business, and you're not loving God, right? You have no business going and loving your neighbor with that ickiness. You cannot possibly show up and serve them in the capacity in which love truly and genuinely deserves without first making sure your four walls are taken care of. It goes back to that verse where Jesus says, you're looking at the speck in your brother's eye and not paying any attention to the log that's in your own eye. I know a lot of us have a heart for service. We want to serve in our churches and our community, and we want to have these powerfully impactful missions or ministries and businesses, and we want to raise children that know and love and serve the Lord, and we want to be good stewards of our home and keep things clean and cook healthy meals for our family and all the things, right? All these things that we're focused on all the time. But if we are not first making sure that we are taking proper care of our health, and we are not walking wisely in the use of our time, then we're not going to be able to do any of these things well. And sisters, it all comes from that faithful foundation on the Lord, on God's word, on your identity in Him. And I am sharing all of this today because I believe it is so absolutely important. I believe it is so flippant important for us to stand firmly on these faithful foundations in our identity in Christ, to be good stewards of our time and our health so that we can show up powerfully for our families, for our home, for the kingdom. It is what we are here for. I'll say that again. It is what we are here for. And if you feel like you are not stewarding over your time well, if you feel like you are not stewarding over your health well, then sisters, my friend Robin and I have put together the perfect bundle for you. And I'm so excited about it because it is the fast track. Like in 12 weeks, it's like check mark. You will literally be able to say, yes, I am stewarding over my time better than I ever have before, and I am stewarding over my health better than I ever have before. And all of it comes from a foundation on the Lord. And so what this bundle is the Fresh Start program that I teach you how to create a schedule that works for you and your family, how to be an incredible steward over your time. We talk about time management. We take in a ton of data about you and your life and how you operate and so much more. And we put it together and we create a schedule. And you learn tools to evaluate on a regular basis to shift and make sure that is continuing to work. You get access to the course. We're going to have weekly coaching calls so you can immediately get that feedback and make those tweaks as necessary. We pick a few focus areas, and your health is going to be one of them, okay? So if you are like one of those people who cannot care about your health, that this podcast episode has impacted you zero, then it's probably not for you, because we believe health is of the utmost importance, okay? From there, you're going to go into Robin's Healthy Weight Loss Academy, where you're going to learn about macros. You're going to have this vision that you create with the Lord after your identity is firmly rooted in Him. You are going to learn about meal planning. You are going to learn about just really, truly simplifying the entire outlook on what it means to have a healthy weight loss, healthy lifestyle, right? That's what it is. It's a simple breakdown for having a healthy, vision-driven, grace-based lifestyle for your health, okay? And the weight loss is just like a byproduct that comes from that because you're filling your body with things that it desires, that it craves, that it needs truly. And so it's just, Robin's course is phenomenal. I know the Fresh Start is phenomenal. Not only that, but you are going to get a ton of exclusive bonuses. And the price point is a no-brainer, really. Like when you see the cart open on, what's the date? It's a Monday. I'm looking at it. March 25th. I'm like looking at the calendar. I'm like, what is the exact? I know this is a 20 something. March 25th, the cart opens for only 72 hours. When you go there and you see that price, you're going to be like, yep, add to cart, bye. Because we want so deeply for the ladies in our circle to show up powerfully for themselves, for their family, and for the kingdom. And we know that this is the way to go about it, to become an effective steward of your time and become an effective steward of your health so that you have the time, the clarity, the presence, the vision, the energy, everything to show up for all the things that God has given you to steward over. And we know that in 12 weeks, you are going to walk away with this vision and peace and just sheer abundance in your life for all of these areas that God has given you to steward over. So visit the link in the show notes. I'll read it to you here. It's intentionalabundance.life/healthy and get on that wait list so you will be notified the moment the cart opens and you can literally change your life in the next 12 weeks. Just imagine with me for a moment. It is the first week of July, 2024. You are living your best life this summer, knowing very clearly in what areas of life you are showing up, exactly when and where you are showing up in those areas of your life. You have a very clear and simplified vision and plan for your health, and you are for the first time ever getting to lay your head down at night, feeling peace and success in all the areas that God is calling you to show up in this season. You find this in the Intentional and Healthy Woman Bundle. Click the link in the show notes. Cannot wait to see you on the